excited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
Once again, the number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hope you enjoy the features there, because we give them to you, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it for free, so go and see what it's all about. Get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As always, much to discuss internationally, nationally, etc., but the action still continues here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show. After Porkfest, which wrapped up on Sunday, a number of folks kind of stayed in town, stayed in New Hampshire, traveled around a bit, touring and kind of checking out the state. And so we've had kind of still this influx of new blood, new activists here in the area, and they've got a real taste of some of what things are like up here, where the government people here in Keene have been cracking down within just the last 3 days on liberty activists. It was Monday that Bo Davis from LibertyOnTour.com was arrested for wearing a hat in court. And then the following day, Adamo from LibertyOnTour.com was arrested for talking to the man who normally wears a robe. He was out of his robe at the time he was being spoken to, but apparently speaking to a judge is apparently a criminal act. You thought you had freedom of speech. Well, you apparently were wrong about that. And then another activist, Derek, was arrested for attempting to go and videotape in the court lobby where others have been arrested in the past. Other independent journalists, videographers have been arrested. In fact, Derek, I believe, is the third independent videographer to be arrested in this this court lobby in an odyssey that has spanned multiple years. And Nick Ryder is here on our third mic tonight, joining us as our co-host for the
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Nick, or Ryder, it is good to have you here. Now, you've lived in Keene, New Hampshire, pretty much your entire life, correct?
Correct.
And so you're very somewhat familiar with this whole situation because you've been here to see it all develop over time.
True, but I didn't know where the district court was until you came along and actually gave me a reason to ever go there.
Right, but you've been there as long as there have been activists being arrested there.
I have, absolutely, yes.
And, Mark, you missed it today because the arrest continued today as Jim Johnson was arrested. So, again, a videographer arrested yesterday, a Damo arrested yesterday, Bo arrested the day before that. Today, the fourth arrest with Jim Johnson, who was convicted a couple months ago of trespass at this superior court in front of a jury. He was fined some arbitrary amount of money and has not paid that fine. So
yeah, Jim's not going to pay fines. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do it.
So they called.
Now, before we go on to Jim, people are probably listening and hearing you say that Adamo was arrested for talking to a judge, and they're thinking probably, well, Adamo walked up to this judge and threatened him or tried to convince him to rule one way or the other on a case.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. Bo was the man arrested the day before.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested, found in contempt, and sentenced, which should be an indicator that the case is closed. And at that point, judges are allowed to be interviewed by the media and anyone about any closed case.
So, even if it was an open case, it doesn't matter because the way this the statute is written that Adamo is charged with, it's really written to only handle people who are threatening a judge in order to get him to
I agree with you, but there
way.
Should be even no gray area at all in this case.
Or attempting to bribe the judge. The word is they've reopened the case.
Which makes no sense. What is there to reopen?
I don't know. It could be that he's not identifying himself, and so therefore, you know, that it's one of those situations where if you don't identify yourself, you get held in a cage forever.
But did Adamo know it was reopened when he started speaking to the judge?
I have the slightest clue.
Okay.
I don't know what Adamo knew. And right now, Adamo's in jail and will be there until the arraignment, which is not scheduled for another 9-plus days. So they're holding him with $5,000 bail. Now,
9-plus days. I mean,
yes.
Usually you get in front of the judge the day after or something.
No,
well, it's probable, yeah, it's a probable cause hearing, not an arraignment.
Oh, I apologize.
So.
Probable cause hearing. But that's not always true anyway, Mark. Frequently, like Derek, the videographer that was arrested yesterday at Keene District Court in the ostensibly public lobby for using a video camera, Derek was ticketed, released, and his arraignment scheduled for the 14th. So it's not correct. Usually you're only arraigned if you're in their custody.
Right.
Right, well, and Adamo is.
Right, yeah, I see where you're coming from. So, by the way, the video is up. It wasn't up yesterday when we were doing the show, but it is now. So you can go to freekeen.com. You can see this video of Derek being arrested by these court thugs who just go out of control when their handler is not around. The guy that is normally in charge of the court's security, Lance Walton, was not there Monday or yesterday, and indeed his security agents went crazy and just started arresting people. And so, let's see. So today, Jim Johnson is in court. This is a different court. Jim Johnson is in the court, which is called Superior Court. This is the same court where a man set himself ablaze, self-immolated himself, killed himself in front of the same courthouse. That's where Jim Johnson went today because he was being called in for some sort of a non-payment of a fine hearing, where at this hearing he told the man in the robe that he wasn't going to fill out their form. They had handed him this multi-page financial affidavit for him to fill out, and he said, yeah, I'm not gonna testify for or against myself here. You can't require me to do that, right?
Yeah, you would think.
The idea,
yeah,
that was,
sure.
Is that the Fifth Amendment?
That's
where you're not supposed to be able to testify against yourself? Like, where if you want to remain silent, you could remain silent?
Well, you can testify against yourself. You needn't.
Right, you can't be coerced into it. You can't be forced into testifying against yourself.
Sure. Well, you don't. When you fill out one of these forms, they're asking for information. When they're asking for information, you don't know how they're going to use that information. You should be able to take the Fifth Amendment.
But filling out that form wasn't part of any sentence. So what was their justification? Were they saying, if you fill this out, maybe we won't enforce the fine on you?
That's pretty much what it was being said, as I understand it. Basically, Jim was saying something like, I haven't got the money for you.
Yeah.
Which, you
and
know,
they were saying, we want to see what your finances are so we can determine whether or not you have the money.
Sure.
And so they wanted him to give up all that information, and he doesn't want to give that information out. He's willing to go to jail, but they're playing this little game with him over paperwork, where the man in the robe then it tells Jim, look, you will fill out the financial affidavit or you'll be held in contempt of court. And Jim decides that he doesn't want to fill this paperwork out. He's under no obligation to do so. And so he was then held in contempt of court and sentenced to indefinite detention until the fine is paid. Now, the weird thing is, the man in the robe didn't clarify the $50 a day thing. Because normally in New Hampshire, and I don't know how many other places it's like this, but normally if you get fined something in a courtroom in New Hampshire, you can go to jail and essentially pay it off by being in jail at $50 a day. So if you got a $300 fine, then you go in there for 6 days, and you've paid, so-called paid, the fine. At that point, they release you. He didn't mention anything about that. So I think the best case
he's
scenario...
He's in for contempt, frankly. He could be in forever.
That's just it. He is in contempt. He is in for contempt, which means it's an indefinite sentence. But the judge also makes it clear, and this video is also up at freekeen.com for those of you who would like to see.
It's frustrating to watch. I mean, I can't believe more people didn't go to jail today with
this
video.
There's a lot more to it than what we're telling you right now. We can get to that in a moment here. But so the judge tells him, you're going to jail for contempt. You can either fill out the form and we'll readdress this issue, or you can sit in jail until the fine is paid. Now, that's not really crystal clear. That could mean that they'll release Jim after, I don't know what the fine was, let's say it was $300. So let's say that they'll release Jim after 6 days. He didn't make that clear, though. He said just until the fine is paid. So is he going to hold him in jail on the $50 a day thing, or is he going to hold him in jail indefinitely on contempt until somebody decides to pay his fine from the outside?
Yeah.
That's uncertain at this point in time.
It's very confusing because the $50 a day is a matter of state law. Any person sentenced conditionally to pay a fine or to be imprisoned for a term shall be discharged at the expiration of the term and may be discharged at any time on payment of the balance of a fine after deducting $50 for each day.
All right, so if you're in for contempt, they can keep you as long as they want.
I don't see any reason why he would be in for contempt. He's allowed to
other
go to jail.
Other than what the transvestite and the big black moo-moo said that he was in for contempt, right?
Well, that's right. True, but filling out that financial form shouldn't be a prerequisite to being able to go to jail for $50
a day. I've seen no evidence in New Hampshire courts, and frankly, not too many others, that these guys can't do whatever the hell they want.
I agree with that.
I mean, I'm just saying, I haven't seen any.
Well, wait till you hear what else these people were doing. And again, the video footage is up at freekeen.com. There's a lot more that surrounded what happened with Jim Johnson today. So, three activists in jail, four arrests within the last 3 days, just fresh out of Porkfest here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Listening options included. Live streams, we've got them. Broadband and dial-up versions of the program. Our over 100 radio stations, you can get details on them. The satellite listening options, webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. All the details are there at listen.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Do you think the Free State Project is a good idea? If you don't know what the Free State Project is, keep listening. We'll talk about it a little later. And if you think it's a good idea, are you frustrated with the languidity at the rate at which the FSP is reaching its 20,000 signer mark? If so, consider this idea. A small group of liberty activists making telephone calls and petitioning in public areas for signers to the FSP's statement of intent. Jason Osborne and I have put together a program where we've gotten dozens and dozens of signers so far. But I pay these activists for their time, and I need you to go to freestatenow.com and sponsor some signers. You can go there to freestatenow.com, sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers. Please do it today. If you do sponsor signers, I guarantee that I'll get those signers for you. I will make the telephone calls or get the petitions to make it happen if I have to. Hopefully that won't come down to that, but it's happening. Just go to freestatenow.com and we can reach that 20,000 goal in 12 months.
You think so?
I know it can happen. All it is at this point is money.
So you've been able to find enough names because y'all were having trouble kind of getting the names?
Names I've got.
Okay, cool.
I've got, and honestly, this petitioning thing, you don't need names, and it's working pretty efficiently.
Petitioning thing?
Well, I've got people out with trifolds. That's the little form.
Going out in real life.
Yeah, out in real life on the streets of Boston Common, and I'm going to send folks out to Brattleboro if I can. But I got to pay these folks. You know how difficult it is out there trying to get people to sign things, especially... the closest areas in New Hampshire happen to be places that are generally pretty liberal. You got to pay folks, and so I need people to sponsor signers at freestatenow.com.
Well, I hope that we can get there in 12 months, because nothing could be more important, I think, at this point in time than getting as many liberty-minded people together in the same place. That's the point of the Free State Project. You didn't get into it earlier, but it's the idea of concentrating activism. And we're already concentrated. There have already been hundreds that have made the move. So that's going to help make it easier to bring new people on board when you're trying to run this campaign, is the success stories that the callers will be able to tell to these folks that they're calling of what's already happened here in New Hampshire. But this isn't the Free State yet. There's a lot of work to be done.
There's a lot
that needs to change. And one of those things is these courtrooms are out of control. We'll give you some more details on the crackdown on liberty activists that's happening here in Keene in a little bit. But first, let's go to you and your thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Theo is on the line in Ohio. Theo, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Ryder, and Mark.
Oh, thank you. I was wanting to bring up something that I see as very important for the liberty community, and that's actually a plant that comes from Gabon, known as Iboga, and it has the power and ability to basically cure and heal drug addictions and also psychological problems.
And it's called Iboga?
Yes, spelled I-B-O-G-A.
Now, that's an interesting claim. What do you have to back it up?
Many tests, some conducted by a Dr. Deborah Mash from Miami University, who has been doing ongoing studies in the Virgin Islands. It's actually a Scheduled I drug in the U.S., which, it, to me, if nothing else, proves the chicanery going on.
So they've got it classified up there with cocaine and heroin?
Exactly. Yes.
I've never even heard of it.
Well, that's why I see it as so important. I've tried calling other shows, but never gotten through. Actually, also, what I wanted to bring up is one of the forerunners of this movement, the underground movement, Dimitri Mouganis. He was featured on a 2004 show of NPR. He was actually busted earlier this year for trying to treat people for addictions, and he's been very successful all throughout, especially in New York City.
You know, it's interesting that a lot of these drugs that they've made, as you say, Schedule 1 or Schedule 2 narcotics, which means they're very, very illegal, and, having just a little bit of it could get you in a lot of trouble and lead to jail time, etc. It's interesting some of the very effective things that these drugs can be used for. I mean, cocaine, for instance, has well-known medical uses.
Sure.
But also MDMA, which is commonly known as ecstasy on the street, is incredibly useful at curing PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's supposed to be very good for depression, but we wouldn't know because you can't. It's very difficult to do tests with Schedule I drugs.
Right, because the DEA has to give approval to any university or whoever it is that wants to do this this testing. And so now you're talking about, according to Wikipedia, it's the full name is Tabernanth Iboga?
Yeah, Tabernanth Ibogaine. It was first... apparently, the Pygmies in the Gabon region and also surrounding Cameroon of the rainforest were the ones to discover it and have used it, you know, since the beginning, if we believe the Pygmies are the first people. It's my personal belief.
According to the piece here, it stimulates the central nervous system when taken in small doses and induces visions in larger doses. So have you ever used the product?
Yes, I have. I used it in what's called an extract, a TA, total alkaloid. And it's actually known as an oniographic in the community, the Ibogaine community. You can find a site maybe on My Iboga. We'll give you some information.
So, I mean, were you taking it for the purpose of inducing visions, or what was the purpose for you?
For me, it was more PTSD for getting busted 3 years prior for growing cannabis and the kind of terror that came upon from the DEA and the feds, you know, harassing me. At that time, I was a Rasta. I cut my dreadlocks off and basically hadn't been able to wrap my mind around everything that had gone on.
According to the piece here, the iboga extracts as well as the purified alkaloid ibogaine are used in treating opiate addiction. The therapy may last several days, and upon completion, the subject is generally no longer physically dependent. So it's,
it said that it even immediately takes away the withdrawal symptoms within an hour, even two. Canada and Mexico are thriving with treatment centers. The U.S. is actually thriving with underground treatment centers, which you can find, or people that need it can find on that My Iboga site. There is lots of providers there.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I was watching a special, I don't know what channel it was or anything like that, but it was about sort of people going through heroin withdrawals, and you could see them. They had pictures of them in the county jail just going through these withdrawals. And, you know, frankly, if the United States government disallows the testing of a drug that is known to cure this sickness, I mean, that is evil. I mean, it's absolutely evil.
Hey, thanks, Theo, for the call and the heads up tonight at 800-259-9231. And who knows what other wonders these illegal drugs actually hold within them. As you say, Mark, no one can really run
tests.
Test them.
The United States government hates science.
1-800-259-9231. It's really sad. There's more on the way here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3142 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. If you want, you can take control of these airwaves, bring up anything you would like, comment on what we're already talking about, or completely change the direction of the program. 800-259-9231. It's up to you. 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website. You can get news updates, news.freetalklive.com. Go there, get signed up. Follow us via email, or perhaps you prefer Twitter or Facebook. You can do those as well. It's all free, of course. News.freetalklive.com.
Tonight on the Edgington Post, I speak with Michael L. Marlowe. He's a professor out at Cal Poly. And we talk about optimal weight. Not what your optimal weight should be, but does the government know what your optimal weight should be, and how government programs, although they're trying to get Americans to be thin, in fact make Americans fat. It's a very interesting interview, and you can get that at the end of the podcast tonight at freetalklive.com. I guess the podcast will be available at about 11:30.
Technically, it's the end of the archive, Mark. Podcast is a delivery system.
Okay. The archive.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Which is available through podcast, or you can just click and download it directly.
Gotcha.
It's up to you. All right, so 800-259-9231. Common mistake, however. People call MP3 archives podcasts these days. But podcast is a technical term for how the content is delivered. So you could have podcast being an MP3 file. It could be a WAV file. It could be a video file. It could be, you know, whatever.
It's very interesting. Could you hand me a Kleenex, please?
Yeah, can I have one?
Why are you asking me for that?
Kleenex is a brand name for a facial tissue.
Oh, I see what
but
you're saying.
But you see how you understood what I said.
Podcast is not a brand name.
No, indeed it's not, but it's still just another name, really, for this archive thing.
1-800-259-9231. Words are important, so it's important to get the right ones. Right.
Apparently you knew exactly what I said.
I knew what you said.
And by the way, this is a box of puffs.
You weren't saying it correctly. Let's talk to Jake in Wisconsin. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live. Jake is in Wisconsin, going once.
Hello, Ian.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to call in about Porkfest. I came out to see a couple of the events there this week, and yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Me too. Really Porkfest was great.
Yeah, I didn't get to see you there, but I saw a lot of the people you talk about on the show. I actually met Ademo. Turns out he's from Mayville, which is 20 minutes away from where I live right now.
It's a small world. I'm surprised you didn't see me. It's not like I was hiding. There are a lot of people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
There certainly are.
But Mark,
that's why he didn't see you.
Well, I mean, but it wouldn't be hard to, should you have wanted. I mean, we were in the same place every single night doing the show, so it wouldn't have been hard to track me down.
It's 7 to 10. It's relatively easy to find.
Yeah. Anyway, glad you had a good time. What else did you want to share tonight?
I was just going to say something like, well, we were there for the first time, my girlfriend and I, and it was just kind of, we would have liked maybe something like a welcoming or, something to meet some more people there. You know, I couldn't believe how many people I met that weren't even from New Hampshire.
So, hold on, let me see if I'm understanding. You met a bunch of people, but you wanted to meet more?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to, I don't know, I kind of felt like me and my girlfriend would walk around, but we wouldn't really know anybody or, just hang out with you guys.
Well, usually you have to strike up conversations, but I see what you mean. You want, like, an icebreaker or something like that?
The icebreaker was on Monday. I can't remember the name of it, but there was, there were meet and greets, welcome to Porkfest, that kind of situation going on.
Did they have, like, icebreaker games or something
Not
like that?
Not games, but, I mean, like, they gave speeches, meet your neighbor, that kind of thing.
Remember those games where you had to, like, grab someone randomly and then you have to, I don't know, never mind.
They have different games that that you can play that make ice breaking a little bit easier. So are you suggesting that maybe there should be icebreaker activities or new person activities every single day?
Yeah, we didn't get down there until a couple days into Porkfest.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, I think that's a legitimate suggestion. I mean, it's tough to be an introvert at an event like Porkfest because it's easy to just walk around and keep to yourself. But then again, if you do see somebody and you want to talk to them, you should just walk right up and talk to them. And most people are pretty friendly and pretty reasonable. Oh, and sure. So I mean, it doesn't sound like you were completely alone the entire time you were there. As you said, you met some folks, and that's good, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we didn't get there till a couple days into it, and we were staying at a motor inn, so we didn't have a campsite, and I think, if you had a campsite, you would see the same people pretty much every day.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
You know, it's not, it's the dates for Porkfest 2012 have been announced. We put them up over at freekeen.com. It's June 18th through the 24th. So if you want to reserve your campsite or hotel room now, then that would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, we definitely want to come back in 2012 and cool. Set up a stand.
And I don't know where people can go to make suggestions. I would presume porkfest.com probably has some sort of contact info, or maybe over at the freestateproject.org forums, there's, I think, a Porkfest section in there, too, if I'm not mistaken. But those might be two places where you'll want to go and make a suggestion, because I'm not in charge of Porkfest. I can't do anything for you. But if you were to make a suggestion in the appropriate venues, then maybe somebody would take that pretty seriously for next year as far as having more icebreaker activities.
I don't think it would be difficult to become a volunteer and be one of the people that organizes an activity.
No, that's true.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's true, although I heard that the person that wants to take over the event next year doesn't want to have any volunteers. He wants to have paid staff because he felt like volunteers means you don't get the help that you're looking for. The volunteers aren't as motivated to assist, that kind of thing. But generally, if there are volunteers, Ryder, that is a good suggestion. Hey, thanks for the call. Glad you had a good time. Appreciate it, Jake. 800-259-9231 is the number. Let's talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Ryder and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Frank.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm dismayed at the current foreign policy debacle in Libya.
Wait a second, Frank. Weren't you supposed to be at the Porkfest? Just you calling here.
I was, but I had business to attend to, which prevented me from attending that exciting event, which I'm hoping next year, knocking on wood,
right,
that I'll be able to be up there next year.
Was that really wood?
That was really wood.
Okay.
All right, so Frank, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm just appalled at the United States and NATO, France and Italy, violating the territorial sovereignty of Libya and attempting to assassinate and depose Gaddafi. And the reason why I use the term assassinate is that the general of the Air Force and the admiral, I guess a week and a half ago, addressing Congress in closed-door sessions, admitted that's really the policy of the United States. And Gaddafi has been a very good friend to the United States, Europe, the EU, Africa, Israel, China. And when I say Israel, I mean Gaddafi sold oil with the Arab League's embargo after the Rabat conferences in 1973, 74, all the way through, at virtually no profit to Libya through a company in Italy. And then we had Mark Rich and the Labour and the Likud party leadership taking that oil and jacking the price up and selling it to the Israelis, you know, for 6 to 10 times the cost. So when you begin to look at that, you know, and Gaddafi represented an anchor of stability in the region. And he was very good to the American oil companies and the multinational companies, and he really transformed Africa and Libya. And we have to remember that Libya has been under colonial rule for hundreds of years, including Mussolini's invasion.
Like dropping firebombs on his own people, right? That's what we're talking about?
Well, we're finding out that all of those statements are not true, and they were done by American, British, MI6, and Israelis wanting to destabilize the region, as defined in the Project for New American Century.
So you're saying this Gaddafi guy's not some sort of madman killer. You're saying Gaddafi's not a madman killer. He's just been mislabeled.
Yes, that's correct. And I think we have to realize that, you know, we have no direct source of information in the United States with our biased media.
Well,
and
I would agree with you on that.
It's interesting when you look at the supposed Arab Spring and the Arab Summer, you begin to see that the allies of the United States, Israel, and the United Kingdom are all being, those regimes are being deposed. And
thanks for the call, Frank. Always appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you would like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. They're completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier, and you can do it for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP, standing for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Go there, learn about the perks you'll get access to, like the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, podcast, and more. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live get into more ears around the world via the Internet or via radio stations to help expand this program. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were talking with Frank in New York, who made quite the claim. He says that this whole Libya thing, it's all a bunch of misinformation propagated by the CIA. They wanted to pose this guy, this madman, Gaddafi. And he's saying that Gaddafi's not such a bad guy. It's just that they're trying to make him look bad.
He's a friend of Israel, the United States, Europe, you know, whatever. He listed off all these things. And, you know, friend's funny term for a guy that, you know, takes the natural resources of his country and forcibly, you know, from the people that might be have otherwise possessed that land and then gives them to some other nation.
Well, according to Frank, it's just all been bad-mouthing by the U.S. government-influenced media, and that we really should take another look at this character.
And I will agree with him that you should, you know, go beyond sort of just the cable news rhetoric out there and should look at other news venues. There's some good ones. You know, the BBC often is good. Mm-hmm. Der Spiegel is good. You know, Al Jazeera, RT. You know, there's some places to get other news, and I think it's a good way to sort of wrap round out your news knowledge. But I got an email here, an IM here from one of our producers, Syphase, and he says, my cousin and her family just got out of Libya this week after being there for almost 4 months. And while it doesn't change my mind about NATO and U.S. involvement being wrong, she said pretty much everyone inside Libya supports the airstrikes.
which are being supposedly run against Gaddafi.
Gaddafi, yeah. And, you know, I think that there have been some funny little, you know, news bits about... I think that there's a lot wrong with the conflict in Libya. I think there's a lot wrong with it. But mostly, I think it's, you know... I think that there are lots of people in Libya that really would like to see this guy out of power. And the suggestion that maybe, you know, these are just, I don't know, you know, a few radicals or something like that, that hope to benefit. I just don't think that's true. This guy's been in power for 40 years. You don't get that kind of power without some incredible level of corruption, seems to me.
But what's the next step? Is the goal to take him out, or is the goal to take him out and then we're there for the next 5 years nation building again?
Do I have a goal? My goal is always to use peace. My goal is the United States should say to Libya, and frankly every other country, if you can get over here inside the borders of the United States... Well, you can stay here. We'll, you know, pitch a tent in the desert. I don't care what you do, but you can work here. We'll give you a working visa or whatever those things are. And I don't think that they should get any free stuff from American citizens. But I think that they should be able to, you know, get out of that war-torn mm-hmm. country and come over here and make a better life, build a better life for them and their family.
Well, that would really require compassionate people acting in a governmental fashion in order for that to happen, because right now they don't want anybody coming here.
Let Gaddafi mine his own oil.
Basically, the U.S. government has the same policy that they did back in the 1940s when was that ship full of Jews was sent over here trying to escape from Germany and Hitler, and they were turned around by the U.S. government people.
Yeah, it happened.
That's pretty much the same policy. If a shipload of Libyans came over here today, I would imagine the exact same thing.
Sorry, you got to turn around.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. So there you go. On one side, you've got Frank saying, Gaddafi's not such a bad guy. And then on the other side, somebody who's actually had family members in Libya for the last 4 months, which is pretty much the bulk of the conflict, that they're saying this guy's a bad guy.
I don't think you can be in power for that long and not be corrupt.
Right. Let's continue here. 800-259-9231. So if you were tuned in at the beginning of the hour, we were telling you about the continuing crackdown on liberty activists that's happening post-Porkfest. There have been four arrests within this entire week, the first half of this week, four arrests. One happened today in court as Jim Johnson refused to fill out a financial affidavit and essentially, you know, testify. You shouldn't be forced to testify when you're in a court situation, but that's what they were trying to get him to do. Basically.
Testify against himself as far as bank accounts. You don't know how they're going to use this information. They say you have the right to remain silent. That seems to me is also an additional right to not fill out their forms.
Absolutely. That's essentially speaking.
Now, if what they were saying is if you don't fill out this form, you're going to have to pay your fine in days in jail.
And they never said that.
They didn't say that. No, I mean...
They said if you don't fill out the form, I'm going to charge you with contempt, and you'll be held indefinitely.
That's what was said.
So, and then he said you'll also be held until the fine is paid, but he didn't say that the days in jail would count toward the fine. I'm hoping that they will. I'm hoping that after 6 days or whatever that they'll just cut him loose and say, okay, fine's paid, that's it, you don't have to fill out the form now, it's over. But they didn't make it very clear. And after the after Jim was arrested, then this is what happened in the courtroom.
So you're putting a man in jail because he won't fill out a piece of paper? Is that right?
Yeah. Well, this is a real proud day for you guys. Is this what you signed up for, John Webb?
Leave the courtroom. Leave the courtroom.
I can't do that. It's a public place.
Get out of the courtroom.
Now, this little tyrant has been bossing me around as much as he could possibly get away with. This man, the guy that you're hearing saying, leave the courtroom, is basically telling me, the man with the video camera, who's put in a notice at the court saying, I'm here to record this public hearing.
There's no judge in this room. The judge has not ordered you to leave the courtroom.
He has not.
You're not being disorderly because there's no there is no rule of order at this point.
Correct. This man just wants to boss me around.
Yeah. And he's like 105, right? Like
he's an old guy.
If you chose to do it, I mean, he's like 5'2".
Yeah, and about 105 pounds as well.
Right. He's 105 years old. He's, you know, soaking wet, 130 pounds. You know, if you pushed back against him, he'd trip, fall, and break a hip. I mean, this is what, you know, I mean, he needs a shot of vitamin B12 so bad. I mean, he's such a cranky old geezer.
Yes, and he and I have had conflicts before, and he likes to wield as much power. He's your typical power-hungry bureaucrat. I mean, this guy likes to wield as much control over people as he possibly can. So in the beginning of the video, by the way, which part I didn't play for you, you can see the whole thing over at freekeen.com, but they attempt to get people to stand up for the man in the robe. It's typical where, you know, the man in the robe will walk in.
Stand up! Someone, I said stand up! I'm gonna throw all of you in jail!
Well, they didn't stand up. There was a whole audience, probably about 10 people.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
People.
I mean, there's two guys in jackets just trying to get you guys to do something.
They're trying to be as intimidating as they possibly could, and there was one lady that did take her child out because she was probably didn't want to, you know, to get arrested or have her kid taken from her. But otherwise, the other activists just remained seated, even though these men were threatening them and saying, you know, you better get up or else, you need to respect the court rules or else. And so then they focus on me again because, well, you know, I'm
and
out
you were
on bail.
Standing, by the way.
I was standing, but only because I was operating the camera.
Right, I'm just making the point.
I am out on bail, okay? I'm out on three bails right now.
Right.
I was arrested four times last year, and I'm out on three bails.
All for civil disobedience.
It's not hard for me to violate these bail conditions. If I'm arrested for anything at all, pretty much, I'm violating the bail conditions. I'll be charged with contempt of court again. I've already got one contempt of court charge for violating bail conditions last year when I was arrested back then. So, to some extent, I feel like I'm hobbled by this. I feel like I can't do as much as I would like to because of this. So there are certain times when I will bow down and, be their bitch because I'm not willing to go. I'm not trying to go to jail. It would be easy for me to push things a little further in some instances. But in this instance, I was surprised that I wasn't actually arrested. I mean, because I was not doing what they told me to do.
Not even close.
In any speedy amount of time or in any complete fashion. And
but I don't think these bailiffs can actually do anything to you until the judge says that, like, their only power, they are simply arms or hands or handcuffs or, you know, a bludgeon for the judge. I don't know if these bailiffs have any power of their own.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure either. I mean, you know, but the evidence here is, I mean, you pushed right past this guy and went back in the courtroom.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Well, at this point in the video, I haven't left the courtroom yet. But
it's
a
teaser.
Right, I'll play some more of the audio here in a moment. 800-259-9231. You can see the video yourself over at freekeen.com, as well as videos of the last couple of arrests that happened over the last few days. More coming up. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.